Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. Last week I shared my culinary memories of my trip to Spain. And the week before that, Jerry was talking about the grill. So this week we've decided to blend the two concepts and talk about something rather novel. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, you figured out how to throw a Spanish classic on the Barbie.
Yeah, well, it's not, I didn't figure it out. I mean, paella is what we're going to talk about, but quite frankly, that was developed as a dish that was cooked over an open fire.
Yeah, I mean, you're right.
It's not, it's really not something that you're supposed to do on the stovetop. I mean, if you go to these paella, when they have competitions and festivals, everybody's got a few cinder blocks with their paella pan and they just keep throwing wood underneath it. Mm-hmm. So doing it on the grill isn't really that far a stretch. You just need a couple things. Obviously, you need a good paella pan. I mean, they're not crazy expensive. And of course, if you don't have a ton of storage space, it might not be something you're going to really want to invest in. But I highly recommend getting one. And all you need is a good steel paella pan. They're flat, round pans. Make sure you get one that fits on your grill. And you'll be in good shape.
They have a high edge, I guess.
Yeah, it's maybe about 2 or 3 inches. But it's, and two handles, which, you know, it's just something that's fun. And you can use it for a ton of other things.
Yeah, I would think so.
But it's good to have. The rice is crucial. It's a special type of rice called bomba, which is related to Italian risotto. It's a short, starchy grain rice. But I really recommend you go find the true sort of Spanish bomba. I think it makes all the difference in the world in the texture of the paella. Saffron is another crucial ingredient that you should definitely have, and paprika. These are the things that are kind of, you know, I would go and spend the extra time getting a quality saffron and a really nice, especially if you like smoked paprika. Then the sky becomes the limit, because really this is just a rice dish that has variations throughout the entire country. Start, you know, just with some onions, garlic, and some chorizo, typically, some Spanish sausage, which, again, I've made it without it. You know, if you're not a big meat eater and you want to just do a seafood version, you can certainly do that. But, you know, chorizo has a lot of the typical spice you'd expect in Spanish cuisine. And it, once it starts cooking with the onions and garlic, it just starts to give a beautiful aroma and a great color to the pan.
What's the liquid that you would use?
Again, it's a stock, would be your choice. Mm-hmm. So if you're trying to do all seafood, I would use shrimp stock, lobster stock. I typically just use a chicken stock, which, you know, we always kind of have around in the kitchen.
Sure.
That works well. And then typically it's a blend, you know, of some chicken. I prefer to use the skin on thighs with the bone in.
Yeah.
You know, you brown them in the oil and then take them out. And then you'll also want to use some seafood, mussels, clams, lobster tails, shrimp, calamari. You know, you can keep loading this thing up or going as simple as you'd like. But, you know, you get the rice in, you get the stock in, and you're going to have, the only thing is you want to time your food. You want to get things that cook longer in first, and then the more delicate things like the shrimp later, and finally the mussels and clams, allowing them to open up. And you're really, there's not a lot of stirring involved. You're just going to let this thing cook until the rice is soft enough to eat. Throw in some green vegetables like peas or chopped up asparagus or really anything. And you're done. You've got a one pot meal that can serve quite a lot of people.
It would be a lot of fun to eat.
Don't
forget the crust on the bottom.
Yes, getting that crust is important as it almost burns.
That's right. That sounds wonderful, Jerry. We're going to put some of these ideas on the website.
Of course.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.